he'd be here this morning.
I don't know why, I'm too tired, boy. I feel like he ain't been to bed. Have your Bibles. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I tell you what, it seems like when you want to do something for God, the devil just tries to fight you every way he can. Wife went and baked a pound cake last night and took it an hour and a half, got it out, dumped it out, and the whole top was raw. My oven messed up. But I thought, well, maybe that'll work. Put a turkey in there, maybe I worked on it. That didn't cook. So we cut it in half, put it in a crock pot, 7.5 hours, that didn't cook. So I reckon I'll go get some chicken in a little while. I'm not going to let the devil defeat me, I'll tell you that much, because he's done lost the battle. He lost the battle a long time ago, and I'm glad I know who's the victor. Over in 1 Corinthians, start reading with chapter 15, verse number 9. He says, I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was within me. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thankful for Calvary, thankful for the blood of the Lamb, the goodness of God. God, you are so good to us. I pray, oh God, that you'd help me, give me remembrance and the things that you give me to preach, and help me set a watch over my lips. God, don't let me preach anything contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. I pray, God, you bless the saints. I pray, God, be one here lost. They might see their lost condition. They might get saved before it's everlasting too late. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. He says here, and old Paul said, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I want to preach on you am what you am by the grace of God. We see the humility of Paul here in verse 9. In verse 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul confessed that he was the chief of sinners. In Ephesians 3:8, he refers himself as less than the least of all saints. He said in verse 9, for I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meant to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. I mean, he was wicked and vile. He killed people. He persecuted them. He drug them through the streets and put them through all kind of shame because they stood for God, because they loved the Lord. But I tell you what, that's going on today. But maybe here he remembers, after he got saved, he remembers the persecution he did to the saints. If you're saved and you had not, if you've never come to that point in your life to realize what Jesus did for you and the hope that you have in Jesus, if you don't have that in your life and there's not been a point that you've ever come to, you're not saved.
Right.
I mean, just plain as that, you're not saved. You can say you're saved. You can tell everybody you're saved. But I'm telling you what, and it all comes down to it. I'm talking about right now, we in the very seconds, the very minutes, the very precious seconds that the Lord's coming back. And we still living like we're not. And people not saved, it said in the last days, He'd give them over to a reprobate mind. They give them over to people today. What's good, they call bad. What's bad, they call good. A sodomy used to be something no one wanted to talk about. It was just real shameful. Now it's all out in the open. They're proud of it. Everything they do, they're proud of. I'm telling you, you am what you am. And Paul did on the road of the Damascus road, despite of his exceeding sinfulness, he had received the saving grace of God. God saved him. When he fell off a horse or a mule, whatever he had, and he said, well, what will you have me to do, Lord? I'm telling you what, at that moment he had a conversion in his life. because God saved him at that time, because he come to a point at that time that he realized, hey man, this I'm going to hell. I mean, you got to come to that point in your life. You got to know that in your heart you're lost. And so many people today, they'll make professions and they didn't come to a point. They just come to satisfy somebody. They come to please their wife. Oh, maybe we'll get along now. They say, well, we'll everything will be fine. Go over to the church. Yeah, there's good actors in the church. My goodness, they could be on TV and be an actor or whatever. Because they live every day. They go every day and they just act and put on a show. They're not saved. They're going to hell. And if you're here today and you hadn't come to that point in your life that you realize you're a lost sinner, that without God, you're nothing.
Right.
Despite what you do, I don't care if you help little old ladies across the street. I don't care if you go buy them groceries. I don't care what you do. You cannot work your way to heaven. But we got a crowd of people today who think they do good works, they can get to heaven, but it's not so. They'll burn in hell. But Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. And you am what you am by the grace of God. That's plus nothing and minus nothing. It's all by the grace of God. Nothing you're going to put to it. There's nothing I can put to it. Hey, when I was lost and undone without God, there's a lot of wicked things I've done and stuff I've done. But then when I met my wife and I made a profession, oh, I tried to change my life. Oh, I go to church and, you know, I'd be at home and I'd wake up one morning and I'd come running downstairs. I said, it's time to go to church. I live with my mom and them. They said, well, it's Saturday. It ain't even Sunday. I mean, I had to change in my mind, you know. I had it in my mind that, you know, hey, I could change, I could do this, you know, because I said once saved, always saved, you know, so I made the profession, but I didn't make possession, and therefore God had not changed my heart. That old wicked, vile spirit inside of me was of the devil.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You say, well, I'm not like that. Well, you am what you am.
Amen.
I would like to remind each of you that the same is true for you and me. Because of our sinfulness, we desire nothing less than eternity in hell. We're so sinful, so wicked, your flesh is so vile, you say, well, it ain't. Well, I tell you what, if you're saved, if God take His hand off him, you'd see how wicked vile you are. I'm telling you, if I get out of the will of God, you'd find out right fast just how wicked and vile this flesh is. This flesh is not saved.
Yeah. Right, brother, that's right.
This flesh is going to hell. I mean, it'd go to hell if it wasn't had the Spirit of God in it. Right. If God hadn't saved your soul. That's why he says we're going to put on a new body. We're going to get one that's not corrupt. We're going to have an incorrupt body, thank God.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward to that day, Brother Robert. I'm looking forward to get that new body. I tell you what, I wouldn't know what it was like to get up one day and not have pain in my body. I tell you what, just think one day, we ain't going to have to wear glasses no more. We're not going to have bolts holding us together. Thank God one day, we're going to have a perfect body. We're going to get out of this. We're going to be like Jesus, thank God.
Amen. Thank God, that's right.
People say, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. You ain't gonna do nothing except what God lets you do. You am what you am by the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace here means the free unmerited love and the favor of God, the spring and source of all benefits men receive from Him. I tell you what, His grace was revealed in us in the person of the Son of Jesus Christ, and you can be saved today and just call out unto Him and become a new person. And number one, I want to look at you am what you am. It's I'm saved by grace. That's the only way. I'm saved by grace. I'm not saved by keeping rules. I'm not saved by the Koran. They going out killing people and doing all this junk. I'm not saved by counting little rosaries. I'm not saved by going out riding a bicycle all over town trying to go around and tell people all this junk they tell them. I'm not saved by knocking on doors and handing out stuff and you tell them, oh, do you know Jehovah? Yeah, I know Jehovah. I know the Jehovah, the Word of God. I know the Word who Jesus Christ was there with Him, who the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm there. I know that Jehovah.
Amen.
Jehovah Witness, yeah. I tell you what, I witness for Jehovah all the time.
Amen.
But I ain't crocheted with that bunch.
Right.
Hallelujah, thank God. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and not that not of yourselves, is a gift of God. It's grace that saves you. It's nothing to it that don't save. You can't live good enough to be saved. You can't do all the works. You can't have enough money to get saved. You're saved by grace, hallelujah. Thank God for grace. Find me. You didn't do nothing to merit the love of God. It was the love of God that come in you. It was free that He died for you. He said He laid down His life for you freely.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad He laid His life down freely for me. I couldn't have paid Him nothing. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no big bank account. I live from payday to payday. I ain't got, but God meets my needs. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm telling you what is the unmerited favor of God. It's the love of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's of faith. Faith is the things, the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And I surely don't see them. I hope for them and then God gives them to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad. I tell you what, I'm not giving the devil credit because I wouldn't do that. But I fought him tooth and nail for a week now. But thank God, God's the victor.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
by the grace of God, I'll keep marching on and keep going on for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
You am what you am. You're saved by grace. If you're here and you're not saved, brother, I wouldn't leave this building, buddy. I wouldn't walk out of this building, lady. I wouldn't get up and move unless I got changed and born again into the family of God. He's coming back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
People don't preach like it's coming back no more.
Yeah.
They get on TV and they give her little spills and little talks. What happened to the old time preaching? The old time crying out, you're going to hell. If you don't get saved, you're going to burn.
Amen.
You don't hear that much anymore. Oh, and you know, people told me, well, there ain't many churches preach no more. You just got to get out and go where they're at. There's people that preach.
Yeah.
And then there's all these others that don't preach. But I tell you what, I'm glad today I'm saved by grace. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of His sin, according to the righteousness of His grace. It's through His blood that we have forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the blood, the lamb. When they cut the little lamb up, they put it on the blood on the doorpost, or when they killed the little doves and did all the oxen and all, that blood did not save them forever. It was year by year. And every time they done something, they had to get forgiveness by the blood of that animal. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus Christ one day saw me in my sins, wicked and vile, going to hell. Thank God. He saved me by the grace of God. Nothing that I could do to it. It was unmerited of love by grace of Jesus Christ. Hell, thank God I'm saved. Glory to God. I can ride down the road and say, Lord, are you coming? Thank God. Jesus is in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You say, well, I don't ever really think about that. I'm telling you, you need salvation today. You need to be born again into the family of God. Because when you get saved, you have that change in your life, and your heart gets a new heart, and you're looking for the coming of the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad, buddy, he's coming. Thank God he's coming.
Yes, he is.
And then next of all, you am what you am. Either you saved or you're not saved. You're going to hell or you're going to heaven. But you am what... Hey, you remember Popeye? A lot of you don't remember Popeye on TVL cartoon. He said, I am what I am. That's what he'd say. I am what I am. And that's the way we are today. You are, you am what you am.
Yeah.
You want to be on fire for God? You am what you am.
Yeah.
You want to live for God? You am what you am.
Right. Amen.
You lay back, never read your Bible, never do nothing for God. I tell you what, you am what you am, and you just a desire of God in your heart. You'll live and do what He wants you to do.
Right.
You say, well, I work all the time. Well, I tell you what, you ain't the first one at work. Everybody works. That don't stop you from living for God. That just gives you more chance to witness and be a testimony. People want to use stuff like that for an excuse. You ain't going to have an excuse when you stand before the Lord. I'm sure by grace of God, I am what I am, I'm sure by grace. I'm sure. Sure. That means free from doubt. That means I'm confident. That means I'm convinced. I'm convinced. I know the time, the place, the date. I know when I got saved. You say, well, I don't know the date or the time, but you know the place you got saved. I tell you what, you know when I let Jesus come in your heart. You know what He done.
Amen.
You say, well, I can't really give you a time or place, or I can't really tell you. There's something wrong there. You got to do, if you had a change in your life, hey, I'll tell you what, if you won the lottery, you wouldn't forget that day. You got all them millions of dollars, you wouldn't forget that day. Say, I got more than the lottery kid. Hey, God, I got the same. I got a home in heaven. I'm glad I know that Jesus gave me a home, saved my soul. I know, I'm convinced that I'm going to heaven. You can't do nothing to make me not convinced. You're not going to change my mind on that. I know August 15, 1976, what He's done for me.
Amen.
It'll be 40 years next in August. I know what He's done. But I'm sure by grace, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I'm rejoicing. We can rejoice in the hope that we're going to be with the Lord. And He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, He wasn't sorry. He wouldn't tell you that. He said, He went to build you a place. Thank God, I'm going to get out of here and get a home in heaven. I ain't never got to keep it up. I ain't never got to mow the yard. I ain't got to never fix the door. Hallelujah. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God I'll see Jesus. Woo, thank God the one who died on the cross of Calvary. The one who said He laid down His life freely that we might live, that we can take away our sins. Thank God. Boy, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'd hate to be in this life. I'd hate to be a lost man right now. I tell you what, you go to all these things and the bright light shining and you want all that stuff and you want to get out and live it up, you know, go party. Well, I've seen on the internet right before I come to church this morning, I think it's in Florida, like 42 people got shot in a bar or something. Oh, they living it up, wasn't they? Living it up. Yeah, they got shot and wounded. I don't know how many are killed. I tell you what, it's gotten so bad, you don't even know where to go in a grocery store now. But the Bible says in the last days, it's going to be a great falling away. And buddy, we're in that day.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad Jesus Christ is in my heart.
Yeah.
And then number three, you am what you am. I said you're saved by grace, you're sure by grace, and you're secure by grace.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm secure. But Robert, I'm secure. I'm so secure. I could swing out over a hell on a rotten corn stalk, and I would, it didn't matter if I'd fall. I wasn't going to fall. If I did, God catch me, take me on a... Thank God I know. When I lay my head on a pillow at night, I don't lay there and wonder if I'm lost or saved. I'm convinced in my heart by the surety of the Word of God that God saved me, that God brought me to the family of God. I tell you what, if God didn't save me, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that ever happened, because I know I'm saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And you know what's a funny thing? All these people to get saved, they just like us. I mean, we can go up and have fellowship. I go up, Brother Hyde up there, these fellowships, and I don't even know these people. I'd just fit right in.
Oh, yeah.
You just fit well. Why? Because they're in the family. Amen. They're in the family. You can go around, I tell you, when you get around somebody and just something ain't right there, and you kind of think, what is wrong? Your spirit is not bearing witness with their spirit.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't take you long to find out if someone's saved. Amen. It don't take you long to find out if they're bearing the same spirit. If they talking the same talk you're talking.
Right.
No, it don't take long.
That's right.
But we got a lot of actors. A lot of actors. But I tell you what, them actors ain't going to be in heaven. It's going to be a true blood-bought child of God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I said, I'm secure by grace. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There's nothing I've done. I've done nothing to get saved. I'm unworthy to be saved. Oh, Paul said he's the least. He said he's the chief of sin. But he got saved. God saved him and called him to preach.
Yes, yes.
You know what gets me? I mean, Paul here, he got saved and called to preach at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, God called me. God saved me in August. In that December, God called me to preach. And I waited a whole year because I was afraid to answer the call. Because I heard people say, well, you can't preach, you just write off and all, you got to learn and all this. That ain't what it is. God called this man, he saved Paul. My gosh, Paul was wicked and vile. He was going out persecuting. He was killing people, dragging them in, getting warrants for them, arresting them. And man, just bam, out of there, God saved him. And he had wisdom, and God gave him the wisdom and knowledge to go out and be the greatest man of God there was.
Yeah, sure. Amen.
But you have people with problems with things with people today. The old Paul told Timothy, he said, don't let them despise you, youth.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, I've seen young kids, I mean, not I've seen young boys preach, and boy, they have a message. They got a message of God. God give them something. I've seen God give. And you know, you take these old preachers, they don't want to listen because they think, what's that young guy got to tell me? I done it all. If he's called of God, he's got something to tell you. He's got a message coming from God Almighty that's speaking to you.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if any of you heard about that tent meeting up in Burlington. I don't know if you heard about that. And they said it's went on like 4 weeks. It's about like that one that's in what's Ralph Sexton's tent put up there. And I think his name is J.C. Townsend. I don't know nothing about the guy. But he said 4 weeks now the revival's been going on in Burlington. And they put the tent up. I think the other night they had like 2,500 people under that tent. God's doing something. God's doing something there. Man, wouldn't it be something if they're stirring in the pot? Oh man, I wish I talked to Brother Chris Sadler, and he said, we got to go up there one day. I want to go see.
Yeah.
I want to go see if the pot's stirring. I want to get in a little bit on it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, today, you got to be right with God. You got to know and know that you're secure by grace. Are you secure? You know that you're saved. Are you doubt? You know. If you fall on a dead rat, we was coming to church just now, and there was a wreck down the highway. Looked like a car had turned over. And I saw some people standing on the road. I don't know if they was in or what, but here come the ambulance, the fire truck was there, and these other come. I just wonder, were they saved? If that was them standing on the side of the road, they didn't look like they was going to church. What would you be if you left here today and went out of here and bam, a car hit you and you're dead?
Right.
I'll see you in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah! I'll see you because the Word of God tells me so.
Amen. Amen. Lord Christ. Thank God's right.
Thank God. I'm secured by grace. And then I'm strengthened by grace. And you am what you am because you got the strength of God by grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." You know, I don't glory in my infirmity. I gripe and grumble and everything else. But I tell you what, I've known people who you get so hurting and so bad and so much pain that you go in and talk to them, they come out glorifying God because they was praising God.
Yeah.
They didn't lay there and mumble and grumble. But I tell you what, in this day of time, I tell you what, people, we just don't have what some people got. I'd love to be able to have. Old Paul, he had infirmities in his flesh, but he didn't gripe and grumble about it. He went on. He said in verse 9, he says, "But I am the least of the apostles, that am not meant to be called an apostle because I'm persecuted in the church of God. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace was bestowed upon me. It was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all." And you think he's bragging there, but he's not bragging. He is what he is. He am what he am. He says, "Yet not I. Yet not I. But the grace of God." It's the grace of God that takes you through it. It's the grace of God that brings you through.
Amen.
All the tribulation and trials, everything happening in your life, and you get through them, you get down the top and down in a valley, and you just seem like all hell is loose on you. And when you come up on that mountaintop, it's the grace of God that took you through it.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad the grace of God. I'm glad I have that unmerited love, that free love. And it says here in 2 Corinthians 9, I said, and it says, "Able, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that always having sufficient, having all sufficiency, and all things may abound through every good work." I thank God, He's my strength. He's my strength. I don't get no strength no other way. When I'm out there working on cars and things are going wrong, I don't ask the devil to help me. I talk to God. I say, "Lord, help me. Lord, this thing won't crank. Help me get it running. Lord, this won't do it. Help me get this." Or I'll go down and be mowing the yard and I'll be talking to the Lord. And I say, "Lord, help me get this done. Lord, help me. Lord, help," because He's my Lord. He's my Father. Hey, if I wanted something and my daddy was alive, I'd say, "Daddy, will you help me?"
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Brother Hyatt's lawnmower wouldn't crank the other day. And he called me. I went over by there. I got the thing running, and his daddy took the lawnmower and went down there and mowed the yard. He said, "He did something." He's out there, what did he say, 70-some years old. 78 years old. He's mowing the yard, man. You stand over here talking. That's his Father. His Father was helping me. Thank God. How much more is the Father in heaven that He'll help you?
Amen.
Little birds. There's a little rabbit I watched around the house. Now, when I had rabbit dogs, I couldn't find a stinking rabbit. And now they're running all around my yard. Everywhere I go out there, they just take off. That little rabbit, he's out there. He wasn't worried about eating. He's running around eating some grass, eating it. He wasn't worried one bit about it.
Right.
But yet we were, what we're going to have today to eat? What we're going to have?
That's right.
Hey, ain't God your Father in heaven to take care of that little rabbit? He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I am what I am, or you am what you am. I'm supplied by grace. Hallelujah. I'm supplied by grace. Hebrews 4:16 said, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." I'm there. I can come to God when I need some help, when everything's going wrong, and God will give me grace to bear what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
He said He wouldn't put no more on you than you can stand.
Right.
Hey, I tell you what, sometimes I think, Lord, I've stood all I can stand. Please help me. But you know, God knows what it takes. You am what you am by the grace of God. You don't read your Bible. You don't study. You don't get in the Word of God. And then you wonder why you're weak, why you can't answer questions. You wonder why people come up to you and ask you, say, you don't know nothing. You am what you am.
Yeah.
You read that Bible, you study, you seek God, you stay on your knees, pray. You am what you am. You get the power of God. You're saved. You're saved. Sure, you're saved by the grace of God. But if you got into that Bible more, study more, sought God more, just take what you would be. You am what you am. You can't blame nobody. When you sit here when the power of God comes in and God just moving and you just sit there like a knot on the log. You ain't got what you need. You need to get up and get some fresh oil today.
That's right.
Man, I'm saying, thank God. I'm there when the Spirit comes in. Well, I'm telling you what, God gives you that fresh oil, gives a fresh breeze blowing across you. Well, I get the stirring and a churning inside, and I get the can't help it. I get down there where I can't help it, and I got to get my hand up. Man, I got to get there. Then I get them both up. Sometimes I wave my hand, then sometimes I just get up. Praise God! He's longing for your praise. Where is it?
Amen. That's right.
Good gracious, we couldn't stand it if everybody would praise God at one time.
That's right.
You couldn't stand the power of God, the Spirit of God coming through.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Boy, it was a great time. But I'm supplied by the grace of God. And then I'm somebody by the grace.
Yep.
You am what you am. I'm somebody.
Yes, sir.
I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
I got royal blood in my veins. You don't know it, but I do. I become the devil was my father. But then I accepted Christ as my Savior. And God took me in. And God made me a child of the King. Thank God. I tell you what, they can do what they want with this old body. I tell you, I've seen on TV, I've heard on TV or radio or something, where them ice is skinned of somebody alive. That's what they're doing. They're killing and murdering Christians. Skin them alive. But I tell you what, if they would do it to you or me, I know I'm going to heaven. Sure, it would hurt. Sure, you'd be in pain. But I tell you what, if you got that hope inside of you and you know you take your last breath, you're going home.
Yeah, right.
Thank God. I'm glad I am.
Right.
I am what I am. You am what you am. I'm somebody by grace. Ephesians 3:7-8, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of His power unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. He was somebody. God made him a minister. He became a minister of the Word of God. And you say, well, I'm not a minister. But yet you are. You're saved. You need to go out and tell people. Be a witness. Be a testimony. Whatever you can do for God.
Yes, sir. That's right.
How many people... You say, well, I don't ever get around nobody. Well, you don't know who's watching your life. You don't know who's looking at you. You don't know who's saying, is that guy saved? How about that young boy? Is that young girl? Are they saved? What kind of life do they live? You am what you am by the grace of God. And then I'm satisfied by grace. Ephesians 2:7 says that in all the ages that come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm satisfied. He satisfied my soul. That spirit inside of me satisfied. And I know that, thank God, that Jesus is coming. I know my life is going to be with Him. I know my home's in heaven. I know one day I'm going to go up and meet those that went on. And we're going to meet them in the air, thank God. And we're going to go up to be with the Lord forever.
Right.
Some people I want to see. And one day I will. And then last of all, I said I'm satisfied by grace. Are you satisfied by grace? If you're lost, you're not satisfied. You're miserable. You're hopeless.
Right.
You've got no hope. What's your hope? What you going to do? What you going to do if your wife leaves? If your kids leave? What you going to do if your family leaves and they're all gone? What you going to do when the rapture takes place and you're left alone?
Yeah.
The Bible says you'll believe a lie and you'll be deceived. You'll be damned.
Yeah, sir.
You ain't going to have a chance. You ever heard the Word of God? You won't have a chance.
Right.
Only chance you have will be in hell. You say, well, I won't. And it says over in the Bible that if you don't take the mark of the beast, but you will take the mark of the beast. It says you'll believe a lie and be damned. You'll be deceived in your mind.
Yes.
Then last of all, I am surprised by grace. I'm telling you, it surprises me. It surprises me. Grace surprises me.
Yes, sir.
Old Paul said in 15:8-10, it says, At last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time, for I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to become to be called an apostle, because I persecuted church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. He was surprised that God called him and used him. He said, man, I can't understand it. How would God use someone like me? Just as wicked, by a murderer, and tortured him, killed him. But God saved him. There's nobody that God can't save.
Right.
His blood is more powerful than anything that's ever been on this earth. It's more powerful than anything you can think of. Why? Because it can take a wretched, miserable sinner. I don't care if he's a murderer. I don't care if he's just a person that lives good. He's still a sinner. And he can get saved and clean his life up. And he can live for God.
Yeah.
Thank God. No, ain't nothing too powerful for God's blood. But I said, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that God would save somebody like me. I'm surprised that God would use somebody like me and call me to preach. It surprises me. I thank Lord, I'm nobody. I don't have all this intellect that people's got. And I have all kinds of different problems. And God said, I don't want to hear that junk. He said, I'll come in and I'll speak to you. I'll use you. And all that power of God comes on you. God uses a man.
Yeah.
God uses a young person. Yeah. A young man.
Right.
God will use him. You say, well, I'm too young. God can't call me to preach. I'll tell you what, God can call anybody He wants. He's God. And then closing, many things in life will fail us. They're going to fail you. Many things will. Friendships will blossom, then they'll die. Health can be an illusive thing. When you think you're healthy, go to the doctor and you end up with cancer. It can be elusive. Riches and wealth will often remain just beyond the reach of your fingertips. That's why you think all these people play the lottery and put all their money in there. They want that riches. They want that wealth. It's just at their fingertips. They can't get it. Oh, $4 billion or $400 million or whatever. Oh man, if I just get the right ticket. How many tickets do they buy? They just keep buying and buying. That's gambling, man. I mean, I tell you what, it's at your fingertips, you can't get it. Those we love and will pass from us and leave the scene, leave a void in your heart. I tell you what, however, there's one thing that every child of God possesses that can never fail, can never end, can never run out, can never run dry, and they will never be found insufficient. And that is the grace of God. It's never going to run dry. He's never going to leave you out. That unmerited favor and love of God is always there. He's never going to leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's always with you. You always got that grace.
Yeah.
Grace of God. So grace of God did, it was like, one car in front of us that where that wreck was, the fire department. It's the grace of God that we didn't leave a few minutes early and maybe hit that car head on. The grace of God. The unmerited love and favor of God. Can you get that through your head? It's grace. You're saved by grace. There's nothing you can do. You say, well, if I could pay for it, if I could do something, it would seem real. It seems real to me because Jesus did it all.
Amen.
He died on the cross of Calvary. He laid down His life. He bled for you and me. He took upon our sins upon His body. He took them to hell, dumped them in hell, went up to be with His Father, sitting on the right hand of God. Thank God, I'm glad for the grace of God. Yes, this road may be long and it's dreary sometimes. The days may be filled with difficulties and struggles, but rest assured that there'll be grace sufficient. There's grace sufficient to get you through every trial, every tribulation. You think, how can I get through it? It's a promise that God gives us to the saints of God through Jesus Christ. It's that grace, that unmerited favor of love. Can I ask you today, are you saved? Do you know that you're going to heaven? Do you know that Jesus Christ, do you know the person of this grace?
Yeah.
Thank God, if I didn't, buddy, I'd be getting saved today. I'd be getting saved right now. Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. And God, I preach what you have me to preach. God, had all these people, it might be somebody not saved. God, I ask you, will God you speak to hearts? God, please deal with that one that might be here lost. They think, well, I'm too macho, I'm too big, you know, I'm such a big woman, or I'm such a big man, I'm so strong. I don't care who you are. God, please. Please deal with their heart, God. Everybody's staying.